بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خدایا خدایا تا انقلاب مهدی از نهضت خمینی محافظت بفرما، خامنه‌ای رهبر به لطف خود نگهداد. آمین یا رب العالمین. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Lessons from Karbala, Part 4 of 40. How could someone keep the family of the Prophet ﷺ without water for 3 days? How could they trample the body of Hadrat Qasim ﷺ? How could they cut the arms of Maula Abbas ﷺ, making him Qatilul Kafan? How could they put a spear in the heart of Hazrat Ali Akbar alayhi salam, who looked like Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How could someone fire an arrow towards the thirsty neck of a 6-month-old baby in his father's arms? And how could someone behead the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a blunt knife when his body had so many arrows that it was not touching the ground? Why did no one protest? Why did the army of Yazid Lanatullah Alayh fail to change even when Imam Hussain Alayhi Salam made so many speeches? Rather than speculating about the reasons for the shakawat of Yazid's army, let us look at the words of Imam Hussain Alayhi Salam. There are many reasons for what the Yazid Lanatullah Alayh's army did, including their love of dunya and their fear of punishment from the king. However, it is important to note that Imam Hussain alayhi salam said, "My words will not have an impact on you because your stomachs are filled with haram." These words are very important. Imam Hussain alayhi salam is telling us that one of the effects of consuming haram is that kalma-i-haq has no impact on that person. The reason that the army of Yazid Lanatullah Alayh did not heed repeated calls and warnings by our Masoom Imam Alayhi Salam is because the haram in their bodies made their hearts and souls so hard that the words of the Imam Alayhi Salam and the tragic event of Karbala had no impact on them. Today, many of us living in North America listen to haram, watch haram, and eat haram. Haram severely hampers a person's ability to commit good acts and increases their attractions towards sins. It is no wonder that we find it easy to watch movies and listen to music, but the 17 minutes it takes to offer our wajib salat are so hard for many of us. It is no wonder that we listen to nohas majalis and read books about right and wrong, but do not change. Our hearts have become hardened because of consuming haram. Many of us cannot resist eating at non-halal restaurants. We are unable to resist the temptation and do not even feel guilty about doing so. Our names have Sayyid, Hussain, Sakina, Akbar, and many of us are the 45th generation of Bibi Fatima alayhi salam. Yet, unfortunately, we have forgotten the difference between halal and haram. We are so immersed in this world and its temptations that we have forgotten that those that consume haram cannot claim to be Husseini. We have forgotten that all of our Imams alayhi salam have condemned consumption of haram in the strongest possible language. What can we do? This Muharram, we can pledge that we will abstain from haram of all kinds in our lives. We will not eat haram, not listen to haram, and not watch haram. We will avoid working at places where our income is haram. O Hussain alayhi salam, I know that my body has consumed haram and that my heart and soul has become hardened. I know that kalma-i-haq does not have the desired impact on me. I know that I forgot that your grandfather sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us that abstaining from one bite of haram is superior to offering 2,000 mustahab rakats of salat. O Hussain alayhi salam, the events of Karbala are munqalibul qulub. I may have consumed haram, but I am not a Yazidi. Despite my consumption of haram, my heart is filled with your love. No one has been returned from your door empty-handed. Please do not disappoint me. Please cure me, my master. I promise you that from now I will abstain from haram.